Welcome to Inside Your County Government. I'm your host and community engagement coordinator, Doria Fleischer. We're here today with another episode of Let's Get Fiscal, a great series where we talk to our chief of budget, Jake Dyer, about all things related to budget and money right here in Charles County. Jake, thanks for being here again today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, so Jake, I'm excited about this conversation because today we're going to talk about Charles County government and the people it gives money to or the organizations it gives money to. And the reason I'm excited about this is it's a really wacky topic. And we said right before this started, this is weird, right?
Yes.
So our goal today is to clarify, not to confuse. We'll see how we do.
Exactly.
But I think this is really important because when I do Citizens Academy, I have people come in and the first thing they say on night one is, I want to talk about the sheriff's office or I have a complaint about this agency. And I have to say, whoa, 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 that's not us. But some of these agencies get money from us.
They do.
So today, can you help us understand who gets money from Charles County government?
Yes, I will try my best to explain. So I'll just go with the really simplest one first, okay. And that's county departments.
Okay,
that's your just typical county department that repairs the roads, that repairs the parks, maintains the recreation center, and so forth. They are a county department, and they fall under the county administrator's umbrella. We have certain rules and procedures that are ultimately decided by the county commissioner. So if there's funding that needs to be in place for those departments or positions and so forth, it flows all the way up from the county administrator to the county departments.
Makes sense. Okay, yeah. So I am the community engagement coordinator. Mm-hmm. I work for the media division. The media division falls under the county administration department. And that means that my budget, everything from my salary to the materials I get for Citizens Academy, everything I need goes all the way up to the county administrator and then the Board of County Commissioners.
Correct.
Okay, so that's an easy one.
Yes.
Okay, so our departments get money. It gets approved by the county commissioners.
Correct.
But now it gets wacky.
Yeah, it does. It does get a little wacky because everything else we consider an outside agency, a county agency.
Okay.
So our largest funder that we provide funding to is the school system, Charles County Public Schools. We provide about 50% of their revenues to support the system, and they get an additional 50% to say from the state.
Okay.
How it works for the school system is that we provide money to them, and they have their own board it's called Charles County Board of Education. They're an elected board that the citizens vote them in. The board ultimately decides that budget for the school system. It takes all the state revenue, all the county revenues that we're providing them, and then they go in and decide how much money goes into the budget, and they fund it by categories.
Okay.
And then once the school system approves the budget by categories, then they bring it back to the county commissioners for them to ultimately decide the overall umbrella of the Charles County Board of Education. The commissioners decide the budget based on those categories.
And when you say decide, I my assumption, tell me if this is correct, is that the commissioners don't do a lot of like nitpicking away. It's kind of a bigger picture of, we think you're on the right direction. Mm-hmm. We can fully fund like we did this year, right? Everything that the school system asked for, county government, it's happening, Jake.
Yes.
Even I'm getting confused. Okay, I'm going to do it again. They can fully fund, which means that everything that the school system asked for, the Board of County Commissioners said, yes, you've got it. Or they could say, we can't afford that much, we're going to do less. Is that an accurate kind of depiction?
Yeah. So when it comes to, as you might hear a lot, we hear a lot through the budget process, fully fund our request so we can provide this, get our raise.
Teachers.
But the county commissioners don't ultimately decide if the teachers receive a raise or not. The commissioners certainly just provide the funding to the Charles County Board of Education, and they're the body that decides how much goes in the budget to determine if a raise is given or not.
So the way it kind of breaks out in my head, and tell me if this is an accurate way to break it down, when I want to do something with my house, I can go to the bank and get a loan, but the bank isn't going to say, like, actually, we don't like that flooring that you chose. The bank's either going to say, like, yes, we're going to fund you, you're going to get that loan, or no, we're not, or we're going to do it for less. But I get to decide what kind of floors I want. I get to decide whether the bathroom is going to be upstairs, downstairs.
Yes.
Okay, so the Board of Education gets to say, this is what we think is best for our student schools faculty.
Yes.
And the county commissioners say, like, mother, may I? Yes, you may have that money.
Yeah.
No, you may not. Or you may have this amount, but not this amount.
Correct. So, okay. And then during the year, the school, you know, as any other organization, they have monies in one pot and then they move it to another pot. The Board of Education decides, you know, how to move those pots from A to B. But if they're doing what we call an inter-category change, mm-hmm. which is going from a category that's approving their budget from one category to another, then it has to go back to the Board of County Commissioners for final approval.
Okay, so to use that analogy of getting the loan from the bank, so I don't have to tell the bank whether I want hardwood floors or laminate floors.
Right.
But if I decide I'm going to take that loan and buy a car instead, I do have to go back and be like, oh, this isn't for flooring anymore. I've decided I want to use it for this.
Yes.
Similar model?
Yes.
Okay. So we've got an elected board of education, and we have our elected board of county commissioners, and they work together to determine the budget, but county commissioners get final say on how much?
And per category.
Per category.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then, and other than that, the school system is manages it on their own. They decide the number of positions and so forth and how that money is spent throughout the year.
Okay.
They actually have their own audit. So any the financial audit and so forth, that's all audited on its own separate entity and does not flow through the county government's audit.
That's so interesting. Yes. This is where... And Jake, I know this is your world and your language and you do this all the time, but it does start to feel like this weird game of Monopoly where you're reading the instructions and you're like, wait a minute, if I pass go, I get this, but only if I circle around to the left. Like these directions start to seem really complicated.
It can be because I have more.
Oh, wait, there's more. Okay, so we talked about Board of Education. They have their own elected board. Yeah. They come to the commissioners and ask for a certain amount of money.
Yes.
Who's next?
So our next largest expenditure that we provide funding to is the sheriff's office. Okay. They are ultimately managed by the elected sheriff. Okay. But he's elected and then he sets forth the funding. But what's different with the sheriff's office versus there is they're kind of in the audit and through our financial system, they are treated like a county department.
Okay.
So the payroll, so that pays for the sworn officer, the supplies, the equipment, and so forth. It all flows through our financial system. They have budgets, they have line items, just like it does for the media division and so forth. And then they're ultimately included in our financial audit. So,
and I'm going to pause you for just a sec because you started to use words that I want to make sure our audience knows. So budget is how much is going in, how much is going out.
Yes.
And those line items are the specifics. As in, I have $100, I want to spend $50 on a new road. I want to spend $50 on a new generator. I want to spend, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the line item is just those specific things. All right, perfect. Thank you.
So when they pay a bill or they get the employee gets their payroll check, it comes through the fiscal administrative department. So they want to pay a bill, they give it to our accounts payable office, it goes through our system and so forth. The only really difference is what makes them different is because they are an outside agency is that they don't have to go through the county administrator. They're not a department. So they have different rules and policies. They have their own rules and policies. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when it comes to spending their monies, when it comes to paying their employees, the number of employees they can have on the payroll, the county commissioners have that oversight and authority to make those approvals.
Gotcha. All right, so I'm just going to do some comparing real quick. So we've got elected Board of County Commissioners is elected by the people.
Yes.
Charles County Board of Education, elected by the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the only difference with the sheriff's office is that it is one person who's elected as the sheriff versus a board.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can keep trucking.
Yes, we can keep trucking. So then we have other agencies. I'll just use one that's on my mind is the Charles County Public Library.
Everybody loves the library.
Yes. They receive money from us. They have all the revenues they receive from the state. They're very similar to the Charles County Board of Education where we give them the money and they have their own board. This is the Charles County Library Board of Trustees. They ultimately decide their budget. The only difference is that Board of Trustees is an appointed board and not an elected board.
Okay, break that down for us, Jake.
So an elected board is obviously voted on by the citizens. The appointed board, the Board of County Commissioners actually appoint the members that go on that board, and that board then has the oversight of the public library administrators on how to spend their budgets and so forth. And then they have their own audit, their own system, so they don't really flow through the county audit, except for maybe we do put them in a few lines or two because they are considered a component unit of county government. But the when it comes to the bottom line, they're not included besides the monies that we give them on a once a year basis.
Okay, so their board that helps them kind of say this is what we think we should be spending our money on shouldn't is appointed and falls under our boards and commissions.
Yes.
So there is oversight by a group of people, but they are just Charles County citizens, Charles County residents.
And I do believe there is a county commissioner on that board as well.
Okay. Excellent. All right.
So
let's hope people are still listening, right? Let's keep going.
Yes. So another large board that receives money each year is our Board and Fire Rescue Board. And they're the ones that manage the volunteer system in Charles County. So the volunteer systems, they're not part of county government. They're all volunteers, and they have their own board that manages them. They actually have, there's a tax rate on your property tax bill for the fire and rescue. That tax rate goes right to that board, and that board manages the revenues and expenditures of running a volunteer system. The volunteer system can consist of fire, volunteer, EMT, and so forth, and as well as a pension for ones that volunteer long enough, they get eligible for a pension. But that makeup is made up by their own board, okay? That board's it's appointed, but it's not actually just appointed by our commissioners. There's also a governor appointed, and there's also representatives from the volunteer system as well as the commissioners that make up that board. They manage the finances and how to spend that money each year.
So a totally different setup again, yes, because now we still have a board that is some appointed by the commissioners, some appointed by the state of Maryland, a whole kind of mishmash, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And what, I want to see if you can read my mind, what's the number one thing that surprises people about Charles County and our fire?
Is that they're volunteers.
Ah, you read my mind. Yes. Okay, so it always surprises people, right? That we are on 100% volunteer-staffed fire department.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only difference of where we commingle is we have paid paramedics, EMTs, and they are really supplementing the volunteer system with when it comes to the paramedics and EMT portion. So,
but the fire is totally separate.
Yes.
Which is so interesting because when you are working on the budget, you're working on the budget for the Department of Emergency Services, which is a Charles County department.
Correct.
But you're also looking at the budget for the Charles County Volunteer
Association. So when it comes to the Charles County Volunteer System, we just provide them the money, okay, a lump sum, like what we think the revenues are coming in for the property taxes, and they decide how much goes to the Waldorf Firehouse, how much goes to the Waldorf Volunteer EMT section.
Their own breakdown.
Yes,
they have similar their own to the other agencies of this
Correct.
Is the money, and then you guys decide how you want to build your house.
Correct.
Okay.
All
right. What's next?
So similar to how the sheriff's office works is the state's attorney's office. He's an elected official. He reports to the citizens. He's voted, every 4 years. It's the same time frame as everyone else. But he flows. When I say he, because it's Tony Covington is the elected state's attorney. But that agency, they flow through our financial system. They're like the sheriff's office. The county commissioners decide their budget. They decide the number of positions they have. And they're audited in our financial audit, just like they are a county department in the sheriff's office.
That makes sense. And I think one of the things I hear from Citizens Academy a lot is, why is Tony Covington called the state's attorney if he's Charles County? And I think that really confuses people that he is the Charles County state's attorney.
Correct.
Yeah. So right here in Charles County at our courthouse.
Yeah. Every county has a state's attorney that's elected. So that's just the way it's written up in the Maryland Constitution and so forth. But they flow through our finances.
I don't want to get into constitution stuff today, Jake. Well, people will just totally turn us off. We got to stay here.
Okay.
So who's after state's attorney?
Another agency that receives some funding from us is the circuit court. Now the circuit court is made up of state and local county employees. The county employees portion, they're on our financial audit. They're treated, when it comes to the audit, they're looked like a county department, but they also have different, they decide how to spend their money, but the commissioners ultimately decide how to the number of pins and their overall budget.
And when you're saying pins, that's the word that we use to say a position, right?
Yeah, full-time position.
Okay, so if you want to have a full-time position open up, it has to have its own specific number attached to it.
Yeah, so PIN is position identifier, identification number, so that's what PIN stands for.
Okay.
But that, every single full-time position, regardless of it's what it is, has to have its own unique number.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, all right. Lastly, I'll go over. And we can, actually, there's two more. I spoke ahead. We have the health department.
Okay.
They're considered an outside agency, but they also have a state component where they actually flow through the state when it comes to their financials. So the county gives the money to the health department. We actually give that to them on a reimbursement type of basis, but we're actually going through the state of Maryland and we give them their money. And then they manage their money and they work with the State Board of Health to determine how their money is spent and so forth.
And they have an appointed health officer.
Yes.
Who is not elected, just appointed.
Correct.
But who then kind of oversees. So another model again of somebody else, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of different bodies involved in this.
Yeah. Another board or body is the election board. So what's interesting about the election board is that they are considered, the employees at the election board are considered state employees, but the county pays 100% of the cost of the employees, as well as the operations to run an election. And that's per Maryland state code. And they flew through our financial system like they're the state's attorney in the sheriff's office. But what's different is they have their own board that then that their election board director has to go through for their budget requests and so forth on how the, and how it goes.
So another board model
yes.
that gets their money from the county commissioners to a degree.
Yes.
But also then they can do what they need to with the money.
But they're on our they're on our audit. So they're like a little bit like the sheriff's office and the state's attorney's office and a little bit like the public library.
I'm laughing, Jake, because I'm picturing that I'm going back to my like my educator brain of if we were going to do a diagram of this, how it would not be this nice, beautiful flow chart. It would just be this like mishmash of post-it notes with, but this, then that, but only if this on an election year when that,
right? And I'm imagining you would probably make up the entire wall that works.
Just try it out and then look at kids and be like, this makes sense, right?
Exactly.
Totally get it.
Yes. So there's a confusion part. Sometimes I get a little confused with it because it's just so much and it's so hard to, because everyone is treated a little differently. So,
that makes sense. Yeah. And I think a good reminder of come election time, and I'm also going to do a plug that I know we always need election judges. So if you are interested in doing that, I know the election board's always looking for election judges.
Correct.
But come election time, that you really do have to kind of study and understand who's running for what, who's elected to what, who's appointed to what. Right. And aside from the elections, we have boards that are just anybody can be on. And this is a great way for people to be more literally invested in their community.
Yeah. And I know that the boards are always looking for more volunteers to be on that board. That whole system flows through the county commissioners. A lot of those appointments are board and so forth. But I always know they're always looking for spots to fill up these boards and commissions. And on our county website, there's a board and county commission. There's a plethora of them. And I'm only hitting on the high level ones. There's other boards on there as well that could pique anybody's interest if they wanted to
participate. Lots of different topics. Yes. It's so interesting. And I think my hope for this is not that anybody is listening or watching this episode and then walks away thinking like, oh, I totally understand everything. I'm an expert now. But more that it just piques people's interests, or I want to learn more, or I'm really interested in this. And people can find where they want to fit in and understand and learn more about Charles County government.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, Jake, anything else you want to tell us about all things fiscal and how the money gets spread out? And
no, I don't, but hopefully I didn't confuse and make this more complicated than it really is, but I'm trying to break it down. That's the best way I can explain it. But
I have to say, every episode, I feel like I get a little more clarity. So I can't speak to all of Charles County, but I can say just for me that your way of breaking it down makes more sense in my head, and I learn something new every time.
Cool.
So thank you.
That makes me feel better. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Let's Get Fiscal with our Chief of Budget, Jake Dyer. Please remember you can go back and watch any of these episodes on our YouTube channel. It's a great way to get more connected and stay more engaged. Jake, thanks so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Charles County, thanks so much. Take care. Stay safe. Stay engaged. For more information on Charles County government, visit our website, www.charlescountymd.gov. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to the county's e-news. Also, don't forget to sign up for our text and email alerts through the Citizen Notification System. You can watch CCG TV on Comcast Channel 95 or Verizon Fios 10, and we're streaming on Apple TV and Roku devices. Just search Charles County Government. You can also subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts by searching Charles County Government. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel,